Basic info. Reading time, about 15 minutes. Word count, about 5,830 characters. Summary, using a three-tier participation model, a social dosing framework, and weak tie theory, this piece upgrades the connections formed while living abroad from changing location to putting down roots, so that geographic freedom can grow into a sense of belonging. Full audio. Chinese. 1. Starting point, a designer who couldn't stay more than half a year in any of four cities. Last autumn, I met brand designer Yuan Qiao at a co-working space in Ubud, Bali. She is 31 this year, from Changsha, Hunan. In the previous year, she had lived in Chiang Mai, Lisbon, Mexico City, and Penang, each for less than half a year before moving on. It's not that I didn't like those places, it's that I never truly settled anywhere, she said, stirring her coconut water. Yuan Qiao's trouble is typical. Her body was moving, but her relationships always hung in the air. She had joined a dozen or so nomad groups, yet could not name three people she could call late at night. Geographic freedom gave her a location, but not a sense of belonging. The turning point came in Ubud. She moved into a co-working space with a fixed weekly class, and attended the same morning design course for 14 straight weeks, gradually going from a familiar face to being remembered. She said, "It was only the third time someone called me by name that I felt this place counted as a place." Yuan Qiao later did the math. During her 14 months in Ubud, she got to know 23 friends she could invite to a meal, five of whom became long-term collaborators. That number is more than the total of her previous four cities combined. What is truly scarce is never a place you can go, but people willing to remember your name. Yuan Qiao taught this method of going from passerby to being remembered to two later arrivals, their average being remembered cycle when landing in a new city dropped from 9 weeks to 3. 2. The misconception, mistaking changing location for changing circles. Many people think that as long as they move to a nomad haven, friends will come naturally. Yuan Qiao says this was the biggest detour she took. I used to think changing cities would change my social life. All I did was move my loneliness to a new address. The first misconception is the location illusion. Places like Chiang Mai and Bali have a high density of nomads, but high density does not equal strong connection. If you don't participate actively, you are just an onlooker in the crowd. The second misconception is group chats replacing meetups. Yuan Qiao joined a dozen groups, but fewer than 20% ever turned into actual meetups. The group chat is lively, but turn off your phone and you're still alone, she said. For a relationship to land, you have to meet in person. The third misconception is waiting for others to come to me. In an unfamiliar city, passivity is almost the same as isolation. Her current approach is to proactively ask three people for coffee in the first week of arriving, rather than waiting for invitations. Treating a change of place as a change of circles is, at its core, using physical relocation to escape connection. The problem gets carried along, not solved. Yuan Qiao says it took her four cities to understand this, and she hopes you understand it by a shorter road. 3. The framework, the three-tier participation model for community integration. The model I gave Yuan Qiao is the three-tier participation model. The first tier is consumption participation, going to markets, cafes, and events to become a familiar face. The second tier is co-creation participation, joining projects, courses, or volunteering to contribute value. The third tier is co-building participation, organizing events and maintaining spaces to become a node. As the tiers progress, belonging comes naturally. The first tier costs the least and suits the first 2 weeks after landing. When Yuan Qiao arrived in Ubud, she first fixed on going to the same cafe. By the seventh day, the barista remembered her order. Being remembered is the first brick of connection. The second tier is the inflection point. After she joined the morning design class, she went from consumer to contributor, helping classmates revise designs and guiding newcomers, and her relationships moved from nodding acquaintance to mutual help. The third tier let her take root. She later helped the co-working space plan an exhibition, becoming a guide for newcomers. When others come because of you, you are no longer just a passerby. The value of the three-tier model is that it breaks integration into actions you can upgrade step by step, rather than demanding heart-to-heart openness right away. It took Yuan Xiao 3 months to reach the third tier. She advises not to rush, as each tier is worth dwelling in for a while. 4. Comparison: short-term apartments, co-working spaces, and local communities. Short-term apartments are private but isolating. They suit focused work or short stays, with the drawback of making it hard to meet people naturally. Co-working spaces come with a built-in community and weekly classes, with high connection efficiency, but the monthly fee is often about 30% higher than a regular apartment. Local communities, sports teams, book clubs, are the cheapest and most authentic, but require you to seek them out actively. Yuan Xiao ran a comparison. During the period in a regular apartment, she socialized about 4 times a month. After moving into a co-working space, it rose to about 11 times. Adding a local book club on top, it stabilized at about 14 times. The higher frequency brought faster being remembered. A common misjudgment is co-working spaces are too expensive to be worth it. But she calculated, the roughly 30% extra rent bought her saved social search costs and faster business opportunities. And for someone who lives on gigs, it often pays for itself. The three are not substitutes but a combination. Yuan Xiao's strategy is, land with a short-term rental for 2 weeks, move to a co-working space for 2 months as a base, then embed in a local community as a long-term anchor. Which to choose depends on whether you want quiet, connection, or roots. Don't force one form to carry all stages. 5. Professional analysis, quantifying weak tie strength and belonging. We can understand integration through a social dosing model. Sociologist Mark Granovetter proposed the weak tie theory. The people who truly bring new opportunities are often not close friends but those you contact occasionally, weak ties. Dunbar's number also suggests that the upper limit of relationships a person can stably maintain is about 150 people, of whom about 15 can offer deep mutual help. Comparing two strategies, A maintains only a few close friends, strong ties, leading to a closed information loop and few opportunities. B continuously cultivates a weak tie network, adding 1 to 2 meetable weak connections each week, and over 3 months can accumulate about 12 to 24 people who are familiar enough to meet, with higher belonging and more opportunities. A quantifiable indicator is the weekly meetup dose. Research shows, sample size in the hundreds, source type behavioral tracking questionnaire, that people who meet in person more than 3 times a week rate their sense of belonging about 2.1 times higher than those who meet less than once a month. Without the dose, belonging is hard to build. Real case support. After Yuan Xiao raised her weekly meetup volume in Ubud from about 2 to about 11, her meal-invitable friends grew from 0 to 23 within 14 months, 5 of whom turned into long-term collaborators. Weak tie density is significantly positively correlated with opportunity. Execution checklist. 1. In the first week of landing, ask 3 people for coffee. 2. Lock in 1 fixed weekly class. 3. Add 4 new weak ties each month. 4. Maintain 1 local community. 5. Monthly review of the number of people who remember you. 6. Checklist. 6 connection moves for your first week in a new city. Yuan Xiao broke the first week of landing into 6 moves. 1. Pick a walkable cafe and go 3 days running. 2. Sign up for a fixed weekly class or sport. 3. Post an available for meals this week message in a nomad group. 4. Go to a local market once and a library once. 5. Attend an offline event and leave contact info. 6. Send 2 old friends a I've arrived in X location ping. She stresses that the moves should be small enough not to procrastinate. Asking for coffee is easier than hosting a salon. Going to a market has a lower threshold than joining a club. The goal of the first week is to show up, not to shine. The second item is the easiest to skip, the fixed weekly class. She says it is the highest cost performance move, since one sign-up brings a fixed weekly meetup and relationships grow naturally. She also has a detail. Record the people she meets in a faces table, noting name, hobby, and things you can do together. When you can call their name at the third meeting, the other person feels you're serious, she said. This trick got her remembered within 2 weeks. The standard for a good checklist, every move is small enough to do today, and all point toward being seen. 7. Case, he stayed 14 months at a co-working space in Bali. Independent developer Lao Zheng, 38, from Hangzhou, Zhejiang, lived at a co-working space in Ubud for 14 months. He said, "I only meant to stay 3 months when I came. It was the Wednesday sharing session here that kept me." Lao Zheng's contribution was helping the space build an internal knowledge base, in exchange for a free workstation and a cheap single room. Using contribution for resources, he pushed his rent down to about 2,800 yuan a month. In those 14 months, through weak ties he took on 7 outsourced jobs, with total income of about 190,000 yuan, covering all expenses with a surplus. "I used to think you need savings before you dare to travel. Here I ended up earning instead," he said. He also gave later arrivals a data point. At a co-working space, meeting one potential collaborator takes about 6 shared activities on average. He advises not to rush, and to treat the first 6 times as a sowing period. Lao Zheng's story shows, belonging is not something you wait for, but something you exchange for with contribution, and what you give happens to be what you're good at. He later wrote this contribution for resources into a template and posted it in 3 co-working space groups, where it was saved by over 100 people. 8. Avoiding pitfalls, community fatigue, information cocoons, and over-socializing. The first pitfall is community fatigue. After 2 or 3 months of continuous high-intensity socializing, burnout comes easily. In her 4th month in Ubud, Yuan Xiao once wanted to disappear. Later she set herself a social fast day, one day a week with no outsiders, and her battery recharged. The second pitfall is the information cocoon. The nomad circle easily becomes only people like you, narrowing your horizons. She deliberately joined a local book club and an amateur sports team to meet non-nomad groups, so her thinking wouldn't stiffen. The third pitfall is over-socializing. Attending every event to fit in leaves no time for real work. Lao Zheng's boundary is no more than 12 meetups a week, beyond that he declines low-relevance events. There is also a hidden pitfall, treating the community as oxygen. Yuan Xiao warns that the community is an amplifier, not a source. You must first have your own rhythm, so the community adds rather than drains. The pitfalls are not telling you to socialize less, but reminding you that socializing, like money, also needs a budget. 9. Action, build local anchors with 3 fixed rituals. 3 things you can do tonight. First, set a fixed ritual. Go to the same cafe every Wednesday morning and write for 2 hours, so the city remembers your spot. Yuan Xiao, through this ritual, was called by name by the barista in 3 weeks. Second, claim a fixed role. Take meeting notes in a group, or photograph vendors at a market. A role turns you from participant into someone needed. Third, leave a physical anchor, rent a room where you can set up your desk and put out your everyday things. When the books go on the shelf, the city changes from a hotel into a home, Yuan Xiao said. The 3 rituals are all small, but stacked together, the unfamiliar place gets your spot. She advises doing just one first, then adding more once it runs smoothly. An anchor is not a put-on stability, but the actions you repeat every day, slowly growing roots. 10. Scenario, different community strategies for long stays and short island hops. Connection also comes in tiers. Yuan Xiao divides her itinerary into 3 tiers. A 2-week island hop only does consumption participation, just becoming a familiar face. A 3 to 6 month stay does co-creation participation with a fixed weekly class. A stay over half a year does co-building participation, organizing events and becoming a node. The core of a short island hop is light connection. She doesn't force deep relationships. 1 or 2 coffees and a few WeChat ads are enough to avoid hard goodbyes when leaving. The core of a long stay is being a node. In her later period in Ubud, she organized an exhibition, becoming a guide for newcomers, turning relationships from consumption into output. A counterintuitive finding, the longer you stay, the fewer but deeper your connections should be. Lao Zheng spent 14 months deepening just one space, steadier than casting a wide net to meet 100 people. So before you set off, answer first, this time, island hop, stay, or long reside. The answer decides the depth tier of your connection. 11. Rhythm. Belonging is cultivated, not just lived in. Yuan Xiao now reviews every 6 months. Are more or fewer people remembering her? Did the weekly meetup dose drop? Are there new week ties turning into collaborations? She says it's like a health checkup for relationships. The first review question, meetup dose. If weekly meetups fall below 3, belonging often slips. She marks fixed meetups in red on her calendar and makes them up if missed. The second question, contribution ratio. Consuming without contributing makes relationships shallow easily. She requires herself to make at least one small contribution a month, helping someone revise a design or guiding a newcomer. The third question, heterogeneity, is the circle left with only people like you? She force joins one non-nomad community every quarter to prevent the information cocoon. Belonging does not auto-credit just because you've stayed long enough. It grows bit by bit only through your continuous cultivation and regular review. 12. The checklist, a graceful exit when leaving a city. The other half of integration is saying goodbye well. Every time Yuan Xiao leaves a city, she does 4 things: pass the discount codes of frequented shops to later arrivals, post in the group I'm leaving, but the relationship stays online, schedule a final one-on-one with 3 close friends, save the local guide into a shared document. She says the exit decides whether you can come back next time. When I left Ubud, I held a small exhibition as a farewell. When I went back later, everyone still recognized me, she said with a smile. A graceful exit keeps weak ties connected. Lao Zheng's exit was lighter. He left the co-working space and knowledge base and update notes, becoming a remote maintainer. Even after he left, his contribution remained, so the relationship didn't break. A data point, Yuan Xiao used the same exit checklist in 4 cities, with a return rate of about 60%, that is, 6 in 10 relationships stayed meetable after she left. That retains far more than slipping away quietly. Farewell is not an end, but packing this relationship to take along, so that when you go to the next city you don't start from zero. 13. From stranger to familiar, a 30-day integration checklist. Akai had almost no friends in his first month in Barcelona. Later he found that belonging is not waited for, but nourished by fixed bases. Within 800 meters of his lodging he locked in 3 fixed places, a cafe, a gym, and a community market, each visited at least twice a week. After 3 months the cashier could call him by name. Behavioral data shows that stable interpersonal connection needs about 6 face-to-face contacts to upgrade from nodding acquaintance to someone you can invite to a meal. He fixed these arrangements with a weekly plan, turning chance encounters into certainties. Compared with aimlessly swiping social apps, this low-density high-frequency contact is actually more efficient. He also reminds, don't treat the community as a sightseeing spot. True belonging comes from being needed, not being present. He ran 2 free Chinese mini-classes in the community, going from a participant to that guy who knows Chinese, and belonging landed at once. Next step, within 1 week of landing, circle 3 bases within 1 kilometer of your lodging, and schedule a fixed visit for each on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. FAQ, frequently asked questions. 1. Question: how can an introvert fit into a nomad community? A. Start with low-pressure moves, such as fixing on a cafe or joining a structured weekly class. Yuan Xiao suggests doing just one ritual first. Next step, tonight, pick a walkable shop and go 3 days running. 2. Question: if I keep changing cities, will all my relationships be shallow? A. Use the 3-tier participation model to grade them: light connection for island hops, be a node for long stays. Next step, if you plan a long stay, immediately claim a fixed role, don't just be an onlooker. 3. Question: co-working spaces are expensive, are they worth it? A. For gig-based people, the extra rent is often recouped by faster business opportunities. Next step, Compare the monthly fee difference between your regular apartment and a co-working space, then estimate the number of reachable collaboration opportunities. 4. Question: how do I avoid social burnout? A. Set yourself a social fast day, one day a week with no outsiders. Next step, tonight, mark a fixed day each week on your calendar as an alone day to protect your energy. 5. Question: I only speak Chinese, how do I connect abroad? A. First land via local Chinese communities and nomad groups, then cross the language barrier through shared activities, sports, markets. Next step, in your first week of landing, search for a local Chinese community and schedule one meetup. 6. Question: how do I judge whether a community is worth staying in? A. Look at 3 points: are the weekly classes fixed, is member turnover stable, and can you contribute? Next step, try living 2 weeks, and count the names that remember you and the number of reachable week ties. Image sources: Figure 1 LucasPapa_Pixabay, CC0, Figure 2 Jill Wellington/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 3 Lucefo/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 4 388-8952/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 5 Evgeny T/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 6 The_op/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 7 Wall_172619/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 8 Serenic/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 9 Derweg/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 10 GartenGG/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 11 MonicaVolpin/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 12 Rosashaf/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 13 Veronica_Andrews/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 14 Veronica_Andrews/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 15 Dendoctor/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 16 Minery_Tora/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 17 Geralt/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 18 Chulman1700/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 19 Jarmaluk/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 20 Evabalk/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 21 Military_Material/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 22 In the Sky/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 23 Mamala/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 24 Hapalism/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 25 Lucker/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 26 Edmond Lafoto/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 27 Edmond Lafoto/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 28 Annabelle_P/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 29 Domling/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 30 Domling/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 31 Domling/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 32 Amadardity/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 33 Piero4D/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 34 Mastertux/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 35 Piero4D/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 36 Vector8DIY/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 37 Piero4D/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 38 Karl Skruna/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 39 Grand/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 40 Fighter_Lock/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 41 Geralt/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 42 Jupalu/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 43 Mukalu/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 44 Aljamu/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 45 Pasha1000/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 46 Gaspartacus/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 47 Goziak1980/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 48 Goziak1980/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 49 Beaky/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 50 Lana1991/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 51 Domi/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 52 Barbian/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 53 Mirakozik/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 54 Dimho/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 55 Miracosic slash Pixabay, CC0, Figure 56 Focusonk slash Pixabay, CC0. This article is for information sharing and financial literacy education, and does not constitute any securities, futures, or investment advisory advice, nor personalized investment advice. The market carries risks, decisions require caution. This article was generated by AI and finalized by a human editor-in-chief.